Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we give you thanks for your word, for the old story, that is our new story, as it speaks to us, to our lives, in powerful ways today. O Lord, give us ears to hear, minds to understand, and hearts to believe in your word, your truth. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. There's an English theologian, or was, by the name of Leslie Weatherhead. And he used to tell the story of a little boy who was admitted to the orphanage after both of his parents were killed. And one of the first things that on the agenda for this boy after he came into the orphanage was to get him a new set of clothes. He was given a new pair of pants, new shirt, and a new pair of shoes that was shined so brightly he could see his reflection in them. And lastly, he was offered a new hat. But he refused to take it. He hung on to his worse for the wear hat. Finally, the sister was able to coax him into trying on the new cap, and he tried it on, liked it. But then he did something very funny. He reached inside his old cap, tore the lining out, and placed the lining in his pocket. Noticing the sister who had this puzzled look on her face, he said to her, "The lining was a part of one of my mother's dresses. It's all I've got left of her. And somehow it brings her back." The lining of that old hat was all that he had that reminded him of his mother. And it brought her back. It brought her close to him again. I'm reminded that remembering is very important to us. And you know, summers are often a time of family reunions. In fact, my Peter's family reunion was yesterday in South Central Pennsylvania. Normally I go, but this year I couldn't. And I notice as I go that I'm getting to be one of the older ones of the reunions. But the purpose of reunions are not just to catch up on the news of the family over the past year or two or 3 years. We happen to hold ours every year. But I think more importantly, the task of reunions is to remember and to pass on the stories. The stories of when, way back. The stories that remind us who we are and where we come from. Knowing the family history connects us in powerful ways to our extended family. And in many ways, this is what I hear the psalmist talking about today. We heard the following. "Make known his deeds among the peoples. Remember the wonderful works he has done, his miracles and the judgments he uttered." Remember the stories. And that second section of the psalm that Madeline read was a recapitulation as a part of the Joseph saga from Genesis. And it's told over and over. The power of the psalms, and I will be preaching on the psalms during August. The power of the psalms is that they not only remind us of the stories, but they draw us back into the stories. They draw us into the pain, the suffering, and the joy that the psalmist experienced in his or her life. Frederick Geiser, a seminary professor, writes about this. This remembering is more than a mere reminder. Oh yes, I remember. It proclaims the event so that the hearer is drawn back into it. In the proclamation, the saving work of God is really present for a new generation. In every generation, they say the Passover Seder. And all themselves, every time it's reset, they feel like they are the ones that have come out of Egypt. Every time I visit a Jewish service, which I do with the confirmation class, as well as other times, I'm always struck by how there's a constant recapitulation of their salvation story, from the Abraham to Joseph saga and the Exodus story. And every week when we gather on Sunday, we're celebrating a story. We're celebrating the story of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. But I will be the first to admit that it's not as verbalized and felt as that recapitulation for our Jewish brothers and sisters. And I think we need to do a better job, not just here in church, but in our daily lives, of remembering and retelling the story. Because that's what connects us to the church and to God. If you think about whenever you join, you were a new person who had just joined an established group. You didn't really feel a part of that group until you knew the stories that have happened before. Because every time you get together with the group, they'd all be remembering these stories, and you just kind of, I don't know what he did. But once you got to know those, you became a part of the group. That's why when we have people join the church, one of the first things I give them is our church history book. I give them a copy to keep and read. Remembering the story reminds us God has not left us. God is just as present with us as God was with people in all of those stories that we read in the Bible. But it's not just God who is acting in history that we read in the Bible. But it's also the God who's acted in our own personal history. We all have our own personal stories, our own personal salvation stories, our own personal healing stories, our own personal stories of when we felt especially close to God. And those are stories that we need to tell as well. When I did my doctoral project here, one of the parts of it was all of those who participated had to draw up a timeline. And on that timeline, they had to put major significant events in their lives, people who had played significant parts of their lives, major world events in their lives or during their lives, health events throughout their lives. And then I said, prayerfully consider those events. Look at that timeline as a whole and see where God has entered into your life. And that's your salvation story. That's your story of God breaking into your life. And everyone was able to do it and found places where God had been intimately involved in their life. And those are the stories that we need to tell ourselves. Those are the stories that we need to remind ourselves so that we know that we're not alone. And those are the stories that we need to tell others. This is why God's important to me. This is why I worship Jesus and God, because of these stories. And when you can say it like that, people say, wow, maybe I can experience that as well. Those are the stories that form the lining of our lives. Those are the stories that enable us to say with the psalmist at the end, praise the Lord! So for you to think about. What are your stories of God about in your life?